back on the film, anything that you took away from some of the mistakes in the second half?
I thought, you know, obviously, I think there was more good than bad. I think it's important to remember. I mean, I think we were over 400 yards, if you include penalties. But, you know, two turnovers obviously really hurt us, so I got to clean that up.
It's been two turnovers every game. I mean, how do you kind of change that?
Yeah, just take care of the ball. I mean, it's a billion-dollar football back there. So for us to win, we got to take care of the ball, and we're going to be in the game every week if we're about even in the turnover ratio. So.
The O-line has gone against some pretty good pass rushers already. How do you feel like they've held up and going into the game against the Little Mac?
Really well. I mean, that's in our division, that's what it's going to be like every week, really across the league now, you look. So those guys have done a really good job. Throughout the year, I mean, starting week one. So I'm proud of those guys, and they're only getting better, too. So.
Tom Roder was a Gazette out of Colorado Springs. We have 80,000 veterans and 40,000 active duty down there. We've heard from a lot of them. A lot of them are pretty mad at the Broncos right now. What do you, as kind of a leader of this team, want to say to them?
Yeah, I just think it's important for them to know that everybody in this locker room supports the military, and I think there's plenty of examples of that. So. No matter who the guy is, I don't think you'll talk to one guy in that locker room that doesn't appreciate what the military and armed forces does for our country. I think that's pretty standard in our locker room.
You guys made it real clear last week that Buffalo was a concern, but isn't there something special about the Raiders that just grabbed your attention immediately?
Yeah, they're a great team, obviously, and they have been the last couple of years, and we understand the tradition behind the rivalry and everything, but you know, every week is so intense, and there's so much preparation that goes in every week. And this week will be no different. So, got a lot of focus heading into Sunday.
Does a loss heighten the focus, get everyone sharper this week?
I don't know if the focus ever left. I think, you know, it's just, I mean, it's a tough league. We went into Buffalo. We knew it was going to be a tough game against in a tough environment. And we know we got to bring it every week. I mean, there's no upsets. There's no underdogs in the NFL. It's every week. Everybody's going to bring it. So we got to just keep the focus.
Last year, some of your best plays were under pressure when teams were blitz or come after you. Against Buffalo, it seemed like, I don't know, you're out of sorts, but it wasn't your best performance under pressure. Is that come with experience? How do you, in terms of your position, deal with pressure, blitzes, learning to step up or go wide? Is that just
sure.
Part of the experience of the position or?
Yeah, I think, it's just understanding the game and how the flow of the game's going. I mean, you know, the two mistakes I made last week, I was joking around. I've made worse throws or worse intent behind throws. I think the worst throw I made all year is when I threw that one to Casey Hayward week one. So, you know, I got to learn from that. And I know I can't do that to our team because, like I said, we're going to be in every game if we take care of the football. So.
Were you trying to throw that away?
Yep.
What?
They practiced that. What the heck?
Were you trying to throw it away on the second one?
Yeah, I was. I was, you know, as a keeper, and we didn't get the end to go down as much as we thought. And Emmanuel was smothered, and I took a peek back. And by that time, I was drifting so far back that just didn't get enough on it to get out.
So if you're faced with that again, you just try even harder to get out of bounds, you throw it in the ground and take the penalty versus the turnover?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky because if I had to do it again, I would have thrown him at Emmanuel's feet as soon as the ball was snapped. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. It's a lot easier when you watch the tape and you can press pause and everything. But I got to take care of the football. I mean, I understand how important it is for us to not turn the ball over. And I'm responsible for every ball that comes my way, whether it's a handoff or a throw. And it doesn't matter how it gets turned over. The fact is it got turned over and that's on me.
But still, you can learn from that, right? I mean, you're still a young guy. You can say, yeah, you can file that away.
Always.
Are you finding new things?
Yeah, I mean, always. I mean, every game I play, there's a whole bunch I learn. You know, I mean, I think I played 16, 17 games, 18 maybe. So each week I'm learning something new about myself, about teams, about us. And that's the one thing, too. I think we're still coming together as an offense, and we're not a finished product yet. So I think we're excited about where we're at, but we can keep getting better, and we'll see what happens.
You and Emmanuel just missed having a couple big plays.
Yeah.
Or just a little off. What do you do this week? Do you talk about it, what you were thinking there, Emmanuel? This is what I was thinking. How do you
Yeah, some of them were ad lib, and it's just a matter of getting on the same page and getting the same feel for everything and seeing the same things. And the other stuff, we just got to make sure we're dialed in this week into the plan. It's gonna be a new defense, obviously, but I think we're in a good spot, and we'll just keep working at it.
Last year, Menelik was on the other side. What has he brought to your team, do you think, to your line?
Yeah. I mean, physicality, I think, is the first thing you think of. I mean, he's got an edge to him, and he's part of the reason that group, I think, has took on that mindset. He's a big reason why. So, lucky to have him here, and he's played well so far.
You think he'll have an advantage, having practiced with Khalil Mack as much as he did, or is it neutralized because he goes both ways? What do you see from Mack?
I hope so. I don't know. I mean, he's all pro. You know, what was he, defensive player of the year? So he's a great player, and he's going to show up at some point in the game. And guys like that tend to make a difference. We just got to make sure we keep him under control a little bit.
Team like the Raiders
into the season. How's your body feeling so far after taking some hits?
Really good. I mean, knock on wood, but really good. So it's week four. So don't jinx me.
Team like the Raiders that'll bring some safeties in pass rush on occasion. How important is a guy like CJ Jamal who can protect and identify blitzes up the middle and up around the edge?
Really important, and those guys are really good at it too. So I'm lucky to have a lot of help from those guys, whether it's CJ back there, Jamal, and whoever Book if he comes back. But really good, and got a lot of comfort with those guys, and it takes a little pressure off me knowing those guys know their assignments and all that.
We see the quarterback look over the middle of the defense, whether it's audible or change. Do you ever look over to see where Mack is, one of those outside rush edge guys like that, who's a reigning defensive player of the year, or you just know what the protection is and that's what it's going to be? Because, I mean, how does that work with the outside guys like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say where he is every time you break the huddle. You're not going to miss him. He's not going to sneak up on you. 52 is on the right side. He's on the left side. Where he's going to be, and, he'll get a lot of attention.
Going up against Von Miller in training camp and practice, does that help at all prepare to go up against Khalil Mack?
I think so. I think, they're different players, obviously. But, yeah, all our edge guys, I think that's an advantage for us in camp, is just feeling that pressure. Now, they're not hitting us, but you got to navigate the pocket a little bit, move around, slide, and you feel those guys. But it's a different beast, again, when you're playing live, and especially a guy like Khalil Mack.
You said Von and Khalil are a little different. What's the biggest difference between the two?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, obviously. I think what you see Khalil Mack do a lot of is just go right through people and just crush them. I think Von can do that too, but just different players a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.